So we have an unproven hypothesis. The unproven hypothesis is that higher education, working collaboratively with school districts, can reliably produce school leaders whose schools demonstrate sharply improved student learning where it is most needed. And this is what we mean by learning-focused leadership. No one has proven that that's the case yet. We're in a historical moment to compare it to 100 years ago. Some of you remember that Abraham Flexner, I think was his name, produced a report on U.S. medical education that at the time was very similar to principal preparation today across the nation. Today, however, there was a revolution in how doctors were prepared after the Flexner Report just 100 years ago in 1910. Now, admissions to medical ed is highly selective. For U.S. principal preparation in this country, it's thoroughly non-selective. Any teacher who wants a Type 75 certificate can get one in Illinois. There's just no doubt about that. There's no selectivity statewide. Academic rigor, high for medical prep, infamously low for principal education. Residencies, minimum of 1 year in medical ed. There's no minimum in U.S. principal preparation. Most programs have no residency at all, and so forth. You can see the rest of the chart. The reality is we have almost no clinical supervision of principals. We have less, by and large, of that than we have in teacher preparation. Implications. The burden is on higher ed to prove the unproven hypothesis that we can produce principals who can turn schools around. We know enough already about candidate selection and program design to prove that hypothesis. The obstacles are largely political, not economic. That is to say, this is not a very expensive proposition. We've costed it out. We're working with the Illinois State Legislature on this. The problem of scale. Now, let me ask you this. We often hear people say, yeah, we can produce a good school in that urban environment and a good school here, but we don't know how to do it at scale. Principal preparation, like early childhood education, has enormous leverage at scale. We have the opportunity to be very selective about who becomes a principal, more so than who becomes a physician. Why? There's three times as many physicians in Illinois as there are principals. In other words, this is not a profession of 3 million teachers. This is a profession of a handful of people, fewer than there are physicians. And the question is, can you do it right with them? The scale of the problem is solvable if we manage resources strategically. So, what is going on in Illinois today? One is the Illinois School Leader Task Force that I headed up that has now completed its work and given a report to the legislature. Another one is a group called LINC, which is Leadership to Integrate the Learning Curriculum. It's McCormick Foundation funded, led by Illinois State University. Third one was my program in urban ed leadership in its early childhood initiative, which is also funded by McCormick Foundation as well as Broad Public Education Fund, Chicago Community Trust, many of the same funders that fund Erickson Institute. The origins of the Illinois Task Force, very briefly, really started when we proposed a new model to the Illinois Board of Higher Education in 2002. There's that same website again if you wanted to see that history. There's been a strong series of foundation reports across the country about how badly we do principal preparation and how badly that affects student learning in schools. That is to say, principals are the problem, not the solution right now, and the question is, how can we do that differently? The LINC program is called Leadership to Integrate the Learning Continuum. I say it's McCormick-funded. That's their big, long website. If you try the real website, which stops here, for some reason, that's not working right now. I mean, I couldn't get it to work, but if you do the whole thing, you'll see who's on that committee. You know, it's got representation from throughout the state. Bonnie, do we have somebody from CPS on there? Probably Barbara. And this is headed, as I say, by Illinois State University. And what they're trying to look at is they're trying to bridge two key Illinois initiatives: leadership development and early childhood education. Why? Because most leadership programs in the state pay no attention to early childhood education at all. The UIC program that we now have is in its sixth cohort, and we have largely ignored early childhood education in the first five cohorts. It's highly selective. There's a full year paid residency. CPS pays all of our people to serve as assistant principals for 1 year. 54 of the first 55 to complete the residency are now in CPS leadership positions, 80% of them at the principal level or above. And I put above in quotes because, for me, the greatest leverage in a system is in the school building as principal rather than at central office. Because, as Bonnie knows, when you're at central office, your hands are often tied by what's going on actually in the buildings. But some of our people have been promoted to AIO and other positions in the system. UIC-led schools are outperforming district norms on multiple measures of school capacity, climate, as well as student learning. Leadership challenges for early childhood ed for us. McCormick is funding a collaboration with CPS and UIC early childhood faculty. Bonnie is involved in this from the CPS side to produce school leaders who can initiate and sustain exemplary early childhood programs. And the question for us is, what do such principals need to know and do, and how are they going to learn it if they don't have an early childhood background? How's your average school principal who wants to make early childhood work well in the school, and I'll say a word about that in a moment, how does a person with no early childhood background get the background enough to know what's distinctively different about early childhood program versus a primary versus an intermediate or upper grades program? So we have an integration of ECE learning challenge into an already successful program that's evolving. In other words, part of the problem here is, what about our faculty who don't know early childhood ed? How are they going to teach, right? So you've got a challenge. I'm using the Carson Elementary School postulate. If you look up Designs for Change website, you'll see a case study of Carson Elementary School. And their principal retired last year. She's younger than I am, as all retiring principals seem to be lately. And she joined our faculty. She's one who took her program from 12% of the kids at or above state norms on the state achievement test to 75 or more. In fact, some grade levels, 80%. She's outperforming the state, even though she has 1,300 low-income Latino kids in the school. So if SES were destiny, those kids would not be performing at that level. But SES is not destiny in that school because she was there long enough to really develop a school culture of support for those kids. She says that the early childhood program at her school was the foundation of its success. Did not exist when she started that school. She put the early child in place. And you'd say, well, why is that? I mean, why would the early childhood program be the foundation of the eighth grader's success? Those of you who know early childhood well don't, you know, aren't wondering at all. I mean, the reality is most of our candidates in our principalship program wouldn't be able to say that. They would not know that. They wouldn't be able to answer why that is so. So we have to ask questions about what do principals need to know about early learning, what it is, how it differs from, for example, the kind of learning that takes place in third grade, and how do you assess early learning? How does a principal who doesn't have an early childhood background assess whether this is the right kind of learning to go on in a preschool? High-quality early childhood curriculum and instruction, how to support it. High-quality staff development. And then families as allies in student success. How will our faculty learn what they need to learn in order to do this? I'm going to wrap up in a couple of minutes here. Here's my conclusions. Improved school leadership is the most powerful lever we have for improving student learning in schools because quality of classroom instruction is the key to improved student learning, and quality of instruction at scale is a function of two forces: what the teacher brings to the school and how the school is organized to call across all classroom and grade levels for teacher learning, including organizing the integration of early childhood education. Thirdly, strong school organization improves teacher performance and student learning dramatically, but requires capable school leadership. Starting and sustaining high-quality early childhood is one dimension of that. The resources needed to improve school leadership at state scale, that is to say, to do it in every school in the state that has a vacancy, are manageable for two reasons. We have enormous resources already being misallocated in colleges of education to poor leadership preparation, and the number of school principals is comparatively small. Last year, there were fewer than 100 principal vacancies in non-AYP schools, that is to say, schools that were judged to be performing below where they ought to be performing. There were fewer than 100 vacancies. This state has the resources easily to provide 100 outstanding principals to those schools, but of course, no such effort was made. Finally, the challenge is intellectual, practical, and political. Everything we know about change theory will need to be acted out on the larger state-level stage if we wish change at the school level. I mean, why? Because as Linda Darling Hammond says, in education, the state is where the action is. That's where the purse strings are controlled. The reality is we're wasting tons of money at the state level on ill-conceived initiatives. In the meantime, the unproven hypothesis must be addressed at the district and higher ed level. That is to say, districts need to show this can be done, and Chicago is now showing it can be done. And early childhood ed must remain at the table, because early childhood has an enormous contribution to make, an enormous benefit, if we have principals in public schools that get it. And that's the end.